Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Port Lawiza National Wildlife Refuge Manager Kathy Nigg about their refuge auto tours. So what can you tell me about these auto tours?
It's on the refuge on the Lawiza Division near Wapello. It's a 5.5-mile auto tour, which doesn't sound very long, but with all the things you see along the way, it takes a while to drive it. Right now, it's down through our wetland and grassland areas, and there's some forest area as well. Right now, some of the wetlands are low, which is a good thing for wildlife. We're exposing some mudflats and allowing vegetation to grow, but there's lots of wading birds, lots of egrets and herons and some pelicans out there taking advantage of the low water. Lots of shorebirds also out there. So if you're into birds, there's a lot to see. It's a gravel road that drives through and right along along the Mississippi River, but there's a levee there, so you'll see just some of the wetlands and grasslands out there. Lots of turtles, snakes, probably some bald eagles, so a variety of wildlife can be viewed out there. And it's open every Friday from this Friday until September 9th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
So it's self-guided. Does that mean that people just stop in and get information and then drive it themselves?
Correct. You just drive it yourself. You can take your time or go as slow or as fast as you want. There is a observation deck partway through where you can pull in and look at things. There will be staff or volunteers at the gate from 4 to 7 every Friday, so you can get information from them or ask questions or chat with them a bit. And there are brochures at the beginning, and there is a little guided tour with numbers along the routes to tell you about some of the things along the way.
Okay, so what are you hoping this helps people learn?
Well, we would love to have this open more if we could, but it's a little difficult with some of our field work and conditions out there. But we just want people to come out, see the refuge, see what we do out there for management. Sometimes people don't always understand how much active management we do for the wildlife out there. Everything is geared towards the fall migration. We're trying to manage, especially for the wetland areas, we're trying to manage those to produce food for the waterfowl that come through in the fall. We get thousands of ducks and geese that migrate through here and stop and feed on their way. So we have to make sure we have that food and habitat for them. So this is a chance for people to see our management out there, to see the habitats that are available and see the wildlife out there. We are a national wildlife refuge, so we're part of a national network of land set aside for conservation. And we, want people to see it and appreciate it and understand why these areas are set aside to conserve our wildlife heritage.
Okay, what else do you do at the Port Lawiza National Wildlife Refuge?
Well, a lot of our work is geared towards managing these habitats, which is year-round. Everything from doing controlled burns to forestry, timber stand improvement work to planting, all kinds of things like that. And a lot of those things take planning time as well throughout the year. But we also offer programs and recreation for the public. We allow certain activities out there, fishing, canoeing. There's a water trail in this area that's great for canoeing and kayaking. There's some hiking trails as well. And actually the auto tour is open all the time for hiking, or every day for hiking. It is closed during the fall during migration. So we try to do a lot of outreach and education, and then our kind of regular habitat management. We have a lot of equipment that we use and maintain and facilities. That's really quick what we do, a lot more than that, but that's it in a nutshell.
Okay, so people can take the auto tour on foot any day of the week.
Correct. We only allow the cars during certain days and times, which is going to be these Fridays, just because that's more disturbing to wildlife. We limit that a little more than we do the walking. So great photography opportunities out there too, if people are into taking pictures. Lots of wildflowers blooming and things like dragonflies and those kind of things are out there too. So even if you drive in, you can stop and take pictures and take your time looking at things. It's very, very pretty right now.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to let people know about the auto tours or the refuge itself?
I guess just want to make sure people know where it is, just because we do get people that come from other areas. We are northeast of Wapello, about 5 miles on County Road X. 61. We're next to Lake Odessa, or Odessa Wildlife Management Area. And our address is in our information. It's 10728 County Road X61. And they can call us for more information at 319-523-6982.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kathy Nigg. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.